Okay, let's move along. Head back to John Boggs with the Ponderosa Breakfast Club from Ponderosa in Portland. It's 8 minutes before the hour. John?
Hey, Rob. We're back here at Ponderosa. We're with Julie Hunt and Katie Snyder, the Jay County Fair Queen. But before we speak to them, I want to mention that next Thursday, and this is unusual for it to be on Fair Week, but next Thursday is Riley Children's Hospital Day at the Dairy Queen. Our friend Jed Williams sells blizzards, and 100% of the proceeds go to Riley Children's Hospital. He donates all of the ingredients and everything for the blizzards, so he can donate 100% of the money to Riley. We ask you to stop out in this hot weather and get a blizzard and support a very, very good cause. And speaking about hot things, we have Katie Snyder with us, the 2012 Jay County Fair Queen. Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we also have Julie Hunt, who's with the Portland Breakfast Optimist Club.
Good morning.
Julie, this was your first year as chairman of the Queen Contest?
That's correct.
How long ago did you guys start and get your candidates and start training them?
We actually started in April and started to meet as a committee to decide exactly what we wanted to do this year. We started advertising for candidates in May with a deadline of June 11th, and we had 14 wonderful candidates this year, and we're very proud of all of them.
Okay, and then the pageant, of course, was Sunday night. I guess you had a little trouble with the weather.
I guess I was a little more nervous than most. Uh-huh. I think after last year's disaster at the Indiana State Fair, we had some nerves going on, and I delayed it twice because of weather. But I was, of course, thinking of the safety of everyone, and it still continued, and we got it in. We were done by 10 o'clock.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I know Katie wanted the weather because she's been sitting here rooting for the rain this morning.
Yes, we need it bad.
Yes, we do. Katie, who are your parents?
My parents are Jeff and Nancy Snyder.
Okay. And you are a student here at Jay County?
Yep, I'll be a senior this fall at Jay County High School.
Okay. What kind of activities are you involved in at school?
I am actually the senior class secretary this year, and I'm in National Honor Society. I'm part of the gymnastics team and the track team.
Any other activities, extracurricular activities? Oh. Are you part of 4-H?
Yep, I'm in 4-H as well. This is my ninth year in 4-H.
Oh, wow. So next year, I assume you're going to be a 10-year...
Yep, I'll be a 10-year member next year.
Okay. Bob Lyons, as he left, mentioned that you're probably going to win everything in 4-H, too. But we're kind of hoping that maybe your fair duty or your queen duties will give some other people an opportunity.
Well, like you said, I can't actually do showmanship anymore. I had won the round robin, actually, I think 2 years ago now. So I can't even do showmanship anymore, but I can still do everything else.
Okay. Well, good. Do you have any plans after high school?
Yes. I plan on going to college. I don't know where yet, but I plan on becoming a nurse practitioner and specialize in dermatology.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And tell us about the Queen's Court.
My court this year, there's actually five ladies. There's me, I'm the queen, like you said, and then my first runner-up is Michelle Bruggeman. Uh-huh. My second runner-up is Deidre Chenoweth. Third runner-up is Jen Dirksen, and then Miss Congeniality this year was Julie Knapke.
Wow. And there was, I think the newspaper had a great picture of the five of you.
Yep, it was a great picture.
So what are you looking forward to as your reign as the Jay County Fair Queen?
I'm looking forward to a lot. The fair, especially, and getting to meet everyone. I've been to most of the concerts, but getting able to meet them all will be another exciting thing I get to do.
You're kind of the official fair hostess, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you get to walk around, and are you going to have a picture taken with everyone?
Probably.
Okay. And sign autographs?
If they want me to, I can.
I have a granddaughter. I'm sure would love to have one.
I can do that for her then.
So have you ever been in any other pageants?
Nope. This is my first one.
Okay. Well, congratulations. We expect it to be a great fair, and we think you'll have a wonderful time there, and we welcome you to the Jay County Fair.
So, thank you.
Julie, is there anything else now that the Optimists do after the Fair Queen is selected? Do you just kind of set back, let her do her duties, and work towards next year?
We look forward to next year, but in the meantime, there are several of us who help to chaperone the girls at the various events and spend time out at the fairgrounds so that if they need any help with anything, we can be there for them. Of course, we'll be preparing for the state fair contest, which is the weekend of August 17th through the 19th, and some of us will be going to the state fair on the 19th to support Katie and wish her well, and hopefully she'll be in the top 10. And we would love to have another state fair queen from Jay County.
But and that's something our listeners may not know. As the Jay County Fair Queen, you're automatically entered into the state fair pageant.
Yep.
So, well, we wish you luck in that.
Thank you.
Although, for some reason, I got a feeling you don't really need a lot of luck. You just kind of need to show up and let people know who you are, and that'll take care of the rest of it.
I hope that's all I need. That'd be nice.
You're gonna have an awful busy week, because I understand the Fair Queen spends almost as much time at the fair as the board members do.
Yep. I'll be there all week, starting tomorrow. I'll be there Friday through next Saturday.
Okay, well, get your beauty sleep, take some energy drinks, and don't wear yourself out too early.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you at the fair.
Thank you.
Julie, thank you very much for being here, and thanks for putting on the pageant. You know, I know it's a lot of work.
I really can't take credit. The Optimist Committee has built this pageant up to where it is today. Many of those people are still on the committee, and I think just this year I was kind of the person to do the legwork and to organize it. So I can't thank the committee enough and the community for the support that they give to the pageant.
I am remiss in not asking Katie, who is your sponsor?
My sponsor for the pageant was Oasis Beauty and Tanning.
Okay. We want to make sure that all the sponsors get their recognition. Do you have any sponsors other than the Breakfast Optimist Club that you need to recognize, Julie?
Well, specifically, the First Bank of Bern sponsored the crown this year, and the First Merchants Bank sponsored the sashes for the girls, which I understand from last year's Queen Joni Degler that our crown and our sash and some of the pins are some of the best that they see down at the state fair. So we're very proud that we can offer those to the girls. I would like to put in a plug, though. We can still use sponsors for our jewelry. Every girl gets a piece of jewelry, and we had 14 this year. Also, the trophies, we could use a sponsor. So if there is anyone interested in sponsoring our Queen pageant in any way, please contact me, and we'll be glad to get you involved.
Wonderful. Again, Katie, congratulations. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today, and invite everybody out to the Great Jay County Fair starting this weekend. And actually, the Midway opens on Monday through next Saturday. We hope you all enjoy, and we'll be back with the Breakfast Club on August 9th, and stay tuned, and you'll find out who our guests are going to be then. But that wraps it up from here, Rob. We're back to you at the studio.
Okay, thank you, John, and some very interesting conversation this morning on the Ponderosa Breakfast Club here on PG-14, Jay Country 101.